Thank you, you're all set, thank you very much.
I have a second one, actually.
Yeah, you do. $25.65.
No apparent for that.
Oh, sorry.
No, we're down to six.
We're down to number six. Oh, this is you again, ma'am.
Oh, I'm sorry. Sorry about that.
Sorry. $25.097.
Good morning.
Good morning. Would you state your name again for the record, ma'am?
Sure. My name is Kim Littig, L-I-T-T-I-G, Police Administrator for the Town of Summers.
Good morning.
And again, a brief statement of your case, ma'am, when you find the file.
I'm sorry. So the appellant requested his temporary permit through the Town of Summers Resident Trooper's Office on February 20th, 2024, the DPS 799C form. He has a felony conviction for possession to distribute Class A heroin in Massachusetts at Worcester Superior Court on June 23rd, 2011. It's a guilty disposition with probation. The FBI and state police records were checked on February 21st, 2024. The applicant was denied his temporary, the appellant was denied his temporary pistol permit by the Town of Summers due to Connecticut statutory requirements for automatic disqualifying for felony convictions. The applicant, the appellant later returned to the Summers Resident Trooper's Office with paperwork from Massachusetts Probation Service. He sealed, getting his older records sealed for criminal offenses. So our office, myself, sent the copy of the paperwork that the appellant brought into our office for clarification to our state police sergeant at state police headquarters in Middletown. Before the clarification, she then sent it to Massachusetts State Police, Deputy Commissioner at the Department of Criminal Justice Information Services, Michaela Dunn, both advised that sealed records are available for licensing and gun permits, advised to deny the permit based on felony convictions. No further contact with the appellant other than his temporary permit application in the town.
Thank you. Sir, did you hear the last discussion for the last applicant?
About the felonies that, yes.
You're in the same boat.
Yes.
In that case, would you like to withdraw your appeal today?
Now, if I do not withdraw the appeal, that stays on the my application, right?
For if you do not withdraw, we go forward with the hearing. We will automatically deny you because we have to.
Okay.
If you withdraw it, then there's no decision by this board on your application.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Quick question. If I was to get denied by you guys, obviously by the law, if I go down the road to get my record expunged by Massachusetts, then in the future can I apply again?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Yeah?
Yep.
Okay, so it's just a denial.
Well, but why would you want a denial from us?
Oh, no, I'm not saying that I would.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to recollect and understand the steps,
confusing.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Other than that, I guess I don't want to waste my time or nobody else's time.
Yeah.
I appreciate your time.
And you're withdrawing your appeal today?
Yes, I am going to withdraw the appeal because if I'm going to get denied, I might as well just take the steps that I need You know what I mean? So, been trying, so.
Heard that with Massachusetts.
Yeah, it's been a hassle. I gotta actually go to the mayor of Massachusetts, so that's gonna be a fun one.
Good luck.